This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Again in the history of man.
And there was another vote last night, and we'll talk to Elizabeth Schultz at the Fairfax County School Board to find out exactly how it turned out. It's 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by PenFed Credit Union. Some very rainy weather is just a few hours away. We're under a flash flood watch from 2 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic says, prepare now.
Showers and thunderstorms will come in west to east. May see a few this morning as some are now just west of Harrisonburg and up near the Morgantown area in West Virginia. But most of it this afternoon through early tonight and at least through a part of the overnight hours. So that means the afternoon. Commute, done. This evening, if you are heading out to dinner or a movie or whatever you're doing, right, there's going to be heavy rain around.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Jeb Stuart High School in Falls Church will be getting a new name. But we don't know yet what the new name will be. The Fairfax County School Board voted late last night to drop the name of the Confederate general from the school, but one possible new name could be simply Stuart High School. The Senate has rejected a measure that would repeal parts of Obamacare after a night of high suspense ended in a defeat for President Trump's agenda.
The so-called skinny repeal bill failed in the Senate shortly before 2 a.m. Eastern.
The ayes are 49, the nays are 51.
Three Republican senators, John McCain, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, all voted against the measure, killing it. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called the vote disappointing. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer called this a solemn moment and a chance to start over.
We will do a better job for our country, better job for this body, a better job for ourselves.
I'm John Lawrence reporting.
The longtime operator of the rides on the Ocean City Boardwalk says they had inspectors come in yesterday and have another look at a ride made by the same company that manufactured the ride that came apart at the Ohio State Fair Wednesday night. Brooks Trimper is operations manager in Ocean City.
We decided just to contact the state and ask them to re-inspect our ride, just to recertify. We're very happy they were able to come and accommodate us, but everything checked out.
Inspectors with the Maryland Department of Labor, Licensing, and Regulation examined the freak-out ride at Trimper's and gave it the green light. It's day two for Redskins training camp in Richmond, and the governor's continuing his push to move the team to the Commonwealth.
Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe making the rounds at Redskins training camp and sounding confident about the team's future, telling the NFL Network.
In the greatest state in the United States of America, the Commonwealth of Virginia, the only place to be, and the future home of the Redskins.
McAuliffe telling Redskins TV why the team should build its new stadium there.
The players are in Virginia, a majority of the season ticket holders are Virginian, a majority of the money spent is by Virginians. The stadium's got to be in Virginia.
And he adds,
Maryland's a nice little state, and D.C.'s nice, but, you know, we're 8.5 million booming Virginians.
Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Alexandria police have arrested a 17-year-old as the suspect in the shootings of three people yesterday, not far from the baseball field where a man opened fire on congressional baseball practice 6 weeks ago. The victims of yesterday's shootings included a 19-year-old woman, a 21-year-old man, and a 49-year-old man. Police say all three have non-life-threatening injuries. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,797, the Nasdaq at 6,382. Sports, a virtual home run derby for the Nats as they demolish the Brewers. The O's were idle. They're in Texas tonight. WNBA, the Mystics take on Connecticut tonight. And the Ravens are showing interest in signing Colin Kaepernick. WMAL News Time 8:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Trust WMAL for the summer weather info you need.
More warm weather, more scattered showers, more thunderstorms today.
Get accurate and dependable forecasts from the Weather Channel.
I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic.
I'm Jeff Marr.
I'm meteorologist Daniel Banks from the Weather Channel.
On WMAL.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
Getting ready to downsize? Find out when to sell or buy a home in 2017 with Eric Stewart's must-read report. Call 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com and download the free market-ready guide. Get Eric's invaluable tips on decluttering and prepping your house in the right sizing guide. Call him now at 800-900-9104 or go to ericstewartgroup.com. Call Eric today and get moving tomorrow.
Get three rooms of carpets cleaned for just $159 plus a hallway clean for free. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes, tune-ups, and light mechanical repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're busy on the Maryland Beltway. Two incidents now through College Park and around into Greenbelt. The first crash, inner loop, right as you pass the exit for 201 Kenilworth Avenue. So you are able to make that exit, but it's just beyond that where we only have the left side getting by very slowly. Now, delays are coming off of I-95 and just after New Hampshire Avenue on the inner loop stretch of the Beltway. Unfortunately, in the backups, I'm looking at this new crash. It looks like it involves some sort of a crane truck here and a car there along the right side, inner loop near Route 1, which parallels the exit ramps to Route 1 as well. On northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's bunched up almost back to the Beltway now to get you past Powder Mill Road with the incident. Route 32 jammed each direction between 95 and Route 1 due to the crash. Virginia, we have you covered. Beltway without any drama. We're okay, just the volume. And Annandale, then wide open, 66 to the Legion Bridge. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big changes from where we are this morning to where we're going. Flash flood watch in effect this afternoon at 2 o'clock through tomorrow afternoon for heavy rain and the potential for some flash flooding. Thunderstorms becoming likely this afternoon. Stronger storms, some heavy rain, gusty winds, scattered storms around as we head on through tonight. Heavy rainfall still possible. Multiple inches of rain in many places, maybe 2 to 3 inches of rain, locally higher totals. Showers, thunder showers tomorrow morning, showers tomorrow afternoon with a high of only 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 71 in Haymarket, 73 in La Plata, 74 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Jiffy Lube. The Fairfax County School Board drops Jeb Stuart, but now what? Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 807 WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You like news? Well, we got a lot of it for you. At 8:15, we have A.B. Stoddard stopping by Mornings on the Mall to discuss what went down in that health care vote last night and John McCain's decision to kill it. And as well, at 8:35, we have Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel, White House correspondent. Plenty going on in that White House. And Kevin will have all of the scintillating details. My name is Vince Colonnais alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. And by the way, officially welcome to Mornings on the Mall, the new co-host.
Thank
Vince
you. Thank
Colonnais.
You. Can,
thank you so much.
You can
much.
Hear me bowing
so
right now.
Glad you took it despite us. And that was the sound of the motion being passed that took place last night at the Fairfax County School Board meeting. And that was the decision to change the name of Jeb Stuart High School, despite the fact, as we have talked on this show before, of alumni and students and parents saying, we don't want it changed. We like it the way it is. Why are we doing this? To find out why, Elizabeth Schultz, Fairfax County School Board member, is joining us. Elizabeth, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. Glad to have you back.
Good morning, Mary. Good morning, Vince. How are you this morning?
We're doing fine. So what happened last night? We've heard from so many people who have said, don't change it. What happened?
Well, we did. We had two motions before us last night, and one, I think, was the far more reasonable, which said, look, we have never finished the process that we set forth in a regulation that began this whole thing. And how do you proceed to, quote unquote, change the name when you've never finished the process? And so we were very loudly shouted down by members of the audience last night when we tried to explain good governance. And that's the sad tragedy of all of this, is that you have people from the dais proclaiming we just need to move on. And when you have a request to move on from good governance and abandon the rule of law by a local body or by a federal body, that's when you have sort of a true loss for not only the community that wanted to keep it, but the community who want to change it. Because the last-minute insertion into a motion that we could, in fact, wind up keeping the name Stewart has both sides unhappy. And so you cannot arrive at a situation where you take away representative government and you take away the voice of the people that you are supposedly elected to represent and say, we're going to impose our will because we, the few, have deemed what's right for you, the many.
Elizabeth, I want to ask you about the decision to suggest Stewart High School as the alternative to Jeb Stuart High School, which seems the silliest way to end all of this, which is to keep the same name. I don't know how that's a resolution. How did that come out? Who is backing that particular thing? And how is that the recommendation of the entire board? What, was there like a vote on that?
Well, what's going to happen now is it's going to return to the community to finish the process.
Yes. Uh-oh.
I think we lost her.
I think we lost Elizabeth. In the middle of the most important answer of the entire morning. God, that was such a good question. I was thinking of it for days.
You had it written down and everything. Yeah. We'll get her back. Once she mentioned about the rule of law and how upset they were that things that the rule of law was cut off in order to force this to a vote. There, according to Channel 9, USA 9, the people who are in support of keeping the school's name are threatening to file a lawsuit claiming that the school board did not follow their own rules and regulations. So that'll be interesting to see. This may not be dead. They're not dead yet. Well, that may very well be that this may come back.
Yeah, they had this vote. They tried to delay it. And it was a narrow win for them to actually move forward and have the vote last night. It's a 6-5 vote in an attempt to delay this thing, which didn't work. So they ended up having the vote. And we heard a second ago, Mike, if we could play that again, this is what it sounded like when they actually took a tally of where the school board members were and took the vote.
The motion passes.
And you can see the video, a very active audience, a bunch of people standing up celebrating.
Didn't sound like a lot of people, though.
No. Well, you can see, I mean, it's just a healthy little crowd. All right, Elizabeth's back with us now. Elizabeth, I was asking you about the fact that the recommendation now is Stewart High School. Who made that recommendation and how did that happen?
Yeah, so that was a last minute wrangle behind the scenes in order to get a few more votes for yes. I don't think that there were many votes going in, or maybe there were only, you know, just barely enough, and I think that they were looking to cobble together a few more.
Oh.
On the original motion to go back and return this thing to the process, that was a 5-6 vote. It failed on the 6th vote on the other side, but that's a pretty deep divide on a board that is missing a school board member.
So
that's the other thing is there's an at-large race,
yes,
to replace our 12th member in 32 days, and if people don't come out and vote, if you don't understand now the significance of having and paying attention to the bottom of the ballot, and you know I'm supporting a candidate by the name of Chris Crisafi. This is how you return representative government back into the hands of people, and I think it was just a last-minute effort to try to get, maybe one or two more votes so that it didn't look as deeply divided.
Okay, so that was basically like, hey, you know, if you vote for this, maybe the name change will be Stewart High School. And that ended up purchasing one or two votes, you're telling us.
That's what it seems like. And now
okay.
It's all going to go back to the community. And what happens now? You know, you had a speaker present that said, look, I went into the Jeb Stuart High School library.
Yes.
And there's a biography on Jeb Stuart that wasn't checked out since 1979. You know, when is the restoring to the proper focus of this board going to be on teachers and teacher salaries and education in the classroom and dollars in the classroom. And there's 32 buildings, remember that, in Fairfax County Public Schools. 31 of them are schools, including Thomas Jefferson High School for Science and Technology, James Madison High School.
All right, Elizabeth, that's a good point. That's a good point. I want to point out, obviously, the listener realizes this too. Your connection's really rough to hear at parts. So I do want to, first of all, just thank you for stopping by and mentioning this. We've had you on a number of times throughout this fight, and it's gotten to this point now. We're going to stay in touch with you because my suspicion is that going forward, you're going to be among the people who do fight to keep Stewart High School at the very least, if they can. But that's an interesting new piece of information for us this morning, that the name Stewart High School, just simply thrown in there as a basically a commitmentless giveaway to try and earn some more votes for the name change last night.
I have a mental picture of a janitor, custodian, on a on a high ladder with black duct tape, putting it over the J, the E, and the B, and then it could just be Stewart High School. Until maybe, because it may come back, maybe there's a loss, maybe it'll be. But that's the easiest way to just fix the problem and not have to spend millions of dollars just invest in a lot of black duct tape.
They took our Jeb.
Oh gosh, it's 8:15. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, and Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
They took. All right, good one. Here we go. Around the region, we've been busy in the Fairfax area, Braddock Road, 123 over near George Mason University, and that's due to the crash in the intersection. They're still waiting on two tow trucks there, so westbound Braddock Road, extremely slow through that stretch under police direction. For 66, as we come in from the west, has been a great morning, really, out of Gainesville up through to the Beltway. Now seeing some delays as you approach and pass 123, westbound trying to recover from the crash cleanup with that tractor-trailer accident that was carrying gummy bears. 66 west at 123, still looking at delays off of the Beltway. 395 hung up right near Edsel Road toward King Street Seminary Road. Once you get through there, good to the 14th Street Bridge. Not so good Maryland Beltway. Now it's about recovering. Had the crash in Greenbelt Interloop just after 201 Kenilworth Avenue. Looks like they were able to get that to the shoulder, but delays out of Calverton coming off of 95 to get Interloop side. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A flash flood watch is in effect from 2 o'clock this afternoon through tomorrow afternoon. Today we'll have scattered thunderstorms this morning, mostly cloudy during the afternoon. Heavy thunderstorms moving in, though a few storms may be severe. A high of 83, chance of rain 80%, rainfall near an inch today. Tonight, thunderstorms are likely. The rainfall will be locally heavy at times. Yeah, chance of rain is 90%. You can expect 1 to 2 inches of rain tonight with localized flooding possible. A low tonight of 69. Tomorrow, an isolated thunderstorm possible in the morning. Then we'll see it start to clear out. Occasional showers in the afternoon. Chance of rain 40% and a high of 72. Sunday, great day. Lots of sunshine. Highs in the low 80s. And currently in our nation's capital at 79 degrees at 8:17 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
This is a disappointment. A disappointment indeed. Our friends over in the House, we thank them as well. I regret that our efforts were simply not enough this time.
All right, that's Mitch McConnell, of course, talking last night after the failure of the skinny repeal bill. This was that last-ditch hope to get something out of the Senate and over to that House conference to try and cobble something together on an Obamacare repeal. No such luck. Mitch McConnell, of course, very disappointed in that. We're pleased to welcome to the program right now A.B. Stoddard. She's the associate editor and columnist at Real Clear Politics. And A.B., when I was speaking with you yesterday on the Fox News Channel, we were attempting to predict what might be in that skinny repeal. And now, of course, we've seen it fail at an early hour this morning. What are you making of all of this and Mitch McConnell's efforts? It really seems like, more so than anything in the past, that he's put a lot of effort into trying to get this passed.
Well, unlike Congressman Mel Brooks, who I saw complaining about Senate Majority Leader McConnell this morning, and others who are going to try to blame him, I don't think this is remotely his fault. It's sort of a syndrome that has resulted in the last few years from Obamacare taking hold and Trump becoming president. Those two things have changed the Republican Party. change the conference within the Senate and the House. You have disparate factions that can't be bridged. They can't bridge their divides. If there was a sweet spot on an Obamacare replacement, we would have seen it. We would have found it. You know, not 7 years ago, but maybe sometime last summer, last fall, but definitely after Trump won, and that's been a long time now, since, you know, November 8th. So I think that it's not McConnell's fault. When you and I were talking on Fox yesterday morning, I had begun to sense from them that just grabbing that quick fix vehicle, which sounds great, right? You just grab a few provisions and send a shell bill over. It's so that you can get to a real conference. That is a good solution. But I was starting to sense from them, what if someone pulled a fast one and actually ended up sending that bill through the House and it passed, which I don't even know if it would have. I don't even think it could have passed. But what if it did, and they would have been blamed for that if it had become law. And so they started to look for guarantees. The guarantees weren't good enough. And John McCain is just an entirely separate story. This is a man who's facing a virulent brain cancer, who is affluent enough to afford his treatment, but has probably been thinking a lot about health care. He knew, I do believe his comments, you know, going back a month now, about how Republicans should have from 09, learned from how destructive these partisan processes are, like the Democrats put everyone through, that the bills that are passed without bipartisan support never last, that this is too important an issue for Americans to be put through another partisan change. So I believe all that, and so I'm not really surprised at how it went down.
You know, AB, this to me is the genius of Obamacare. It was brilliant because the Democrats, and we all know that once an entitlement is put into the system and people start collecting it, they don't want to give it up. And we saw that yesterday. You saw several of the Republicans who didn't want to touch it because they're afraid that their constituents are going to get mad. Those who are now on Medicaid who weren't before, those who are now getting health care paid for by somebody else that weren't getting that done before. And that's the genius of it. Those concerns override the people who are paying mortgage payments just for their premiums.
I agree with you that it is mostly the settling in of an entitlement that you can't take away, but it is also there's some new and recent things we couldn't have imagined a couple of years ago, like an opioid crisis that Medicaid expansion has helped to cover in West Virginia and Ohio and other places. And then, like I said, President Trump was pushed over the top. He won by 77,000 votes in three states, with Jill Stein's margin being larger than his win, by people in the Rust Belt who want a deeper safety net. And so even though he's willing to sign literally anything they send him, what he has shown the Republicans is that if there's a backlash in polling to any of these bills or whatever the final product would have been, he's going to jump ship on that next year. And they are literally terrified of supporting a bill that is going to adversely affect his coalition later on, which is now part of their base and was the most active in this last election, and knowing that he could actually turn on them and say, you know what, that was a bad bill that Paul Ryan pushed everyone into voting for. He's shown that by calling the House bill mean after he begged House Republicans, some in marginal districts where Hillary won, to vote for that bill. And they do not believe that it's a political risk worth taking.
So where does this go now? Do the people who are paying keep getting hit over and over and over again?
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is that the regulatory changes that Secretary Price at HHS have started to put in months and months ago, with they're no longer enforcing the mandate, is actually making what was a death spiral even, you know, it's escalated it so that it's going to go into a free fall. Insurance companies are going to raise, they're panicked about the sick and more expensive pool they're going to have because the healthy are no longer being, you know, mandated to buy it and been forced to pay the fine. So the question before us is whether Mitch McConnell at his Rotary Club in Kentucky, you know, in June meant it when he said we'll have to work with Democrats to stabilize the marketplaces.
Right.
Because he said that, and on the other hand, he said it's time to move on.
Yeah, well let's see if
they had to move on to tax reform, so I don't know what they're going to do.
Let's see if there's any appetite for bipartisanship. Certainly hasn't appeared so this year. A.B. Stoddard, thank you so much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall. 8:24 now on WMAL.
The nation's gun show is back. Dulles Expo Center. This weekend, 1,300 tables. Over 2 miles of everything you need for the shooting sports and more. The nation's gun show. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Dulles Expo. More info and coupons at showmastersgunshows.com.
No money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018 at thewindowman.com. Thewindowman.com has been the DC Metro's number one choice in replacement windows since 1989. Featuring Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, fully constructed of 100% Altrex fiberglass, 8 times stronger than vinyl, and will never rot, warp, bend, or fade. Never. And you'll never be pressured into buying on the spot or hounded relentlessly after your free estimate. Thewindowman.com educates, you decide. And for July only, you can choose no money down, no interest, and no payment until 2018. Save huge on energy now with Infinity from Marvin Altrex fiberglass windows and pay nothing until 2018. Schedule your free estimate. 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right?
Financing program with approved credit. Not all applicants will be approved.
825 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now brought to you, sponsored by Spot Hero. On the trip around the Beltway, inner loop in Virginia through Annandale, good, just a little bit of volume. And then wide open as we head beyond 66 toward the American Legion Bridge. So that's in good shape. Now for Maryland, we've been a little bit busy here into Greenbelt. The crash after 201 Kenilworth Avenue before you get to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, that's been cleared. But delays coming off of I-95 and around the Beltway just after New Hampshire Avenue. Keep alert in that stretch, because you might still see some of those brake lights up ahead to get to the scene of the crash. Now, elsewhere, in the backups, we had a crash near Route 1 and those delays coming off of 95 around the stretch of the inner loop. On the outer loop, slowing New Hampshire Avenue to Colesville Road. Trying to pull up some cameras here because I have a report of a crash in the Friendship Heights area of Wisconsin Avenue and Western Avenue. Just starting to see some delays on the approach to the intersection, so do watch. Fire and Rescue are responding again. Wisconsin Avenue, Western Avenue, right on the D.C.-Maryland line. Virginia, Braddock Road, still very slow over near George Mason University. Westbound Braddock Road at 123 Ox Road for crash cleanup. And finally, here is the way that you can save time. Use Spot Hero anytime you park downtown. First-time users can enter promo code DISTRICT for $10 off. Spot Hero, Park Smarter. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain picks up in intensity and coverage, a rare event for this time of year. Flash Flood Watch, 2 o'clock this afternoon until Saturday afternoon, as showers, thunderstorms become more likely through the day. Heavy rainfall, a couple of inches of rain in spots. Some may get more through tonight and at least a part of tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 77 degrees at 827 on WMAL.
McMillan Sedation Dentistry actually started about 13 years ago. I wanted to be able to provide dental care to what now turns out to be a significant portion of the population that actually had a fearful connotation with dental treatment experiences. 1 in 10 adults are estimated to be so fearful of receiving treatment that they will only get it when they have a true dental emergency, such as a toothache or a dental abscess. We treat them a little differently, much more of a TLC approach, and we welcomed them literally with open arms to the practice. It's the greatest feeling in the world to see someone who has hidden their smile for years to be able to smile again. My staff has been trained to be very welcoming, to treat them like a member of their own family. More than the extensive training, it's the empathy. We listen, we care, and we want to make your smile perfect and genuine. It's our mission to make you happy that you came to McMillan Sedation Dentistry. It's time for you to smile easy. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Celebrate America's independence with America's luxury brand, Ted Britt Lincoln. Experience customization you can only get from Lincoln Black Label. And Ted Britt for Life. Lifetime vehicle coverage you can only get from Ted Britt Lincoln of Chantilly. We'll even pick up and deliver your vehicle for all maintenance and warranty service. Prestigious Lincoln Black Label, protected by Ted Britt for Life Lifetime Vehicle Coverage. Shop online now at TedBrittLincoln.com.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto Owners Insurance. 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be joined by Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. He is the White House reporter for them. And so he has the scoop on everything. There are so many questions, healthcare, Sessions, Scaramucci. He's got it all. It is 8:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. The Washington area is under a flash flood watch starting at 2 this afternoon as forecasters track a storm that's actually pretty rare for summertime, says WMAL Weather Channel meteorologist Ray Stajic.
It is, especially when you start hearing terms like nor'easter. Everybody usually equates that with something that comes in the wintertime, but that's not necessarily the case. It is rare, but nor'easters are more a function of the northeast wind and not a function of precipitation type or intensity.
Ray's complete forecast is just ahead. Three Republican senators joined Democrats to defeat the attempt at a so-called skinny repeal of Obamacare overnight. John McCain was getting a lot of pressure from all sides last night prior to his no vote.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Vice President Mike Pence, even at one point just off the Senate floor, the Vice President handing his phone to John McCain, and who was on the other line? President Trump. All trying to get Senator McCain to get to yes, but in the end, wouldn't do it. Joining Lisa Murkowski, joining Susan McCollins, sinking a clear priority year after year after year, campaign after campaign. It's now dead.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The Fairfax County School Board has voted to drop the name Jeb Stuart High School in favor of a new, as yet undetermined name.
Staff requests that the Stuart Committee consider Stuart High School as the new name. The board further directs staff to create a mechanism for private funding with the expectation that private funding will pay for a substantial portion of the cost.
The school's new name will be in place by fall of 2019. Maryland Democratic Congressman John Delaney is reportedly going to forego re-election next year and will instead, according to sources close to him, consider entering the race for president in 2020. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,797, the NASDAQ at 6,382. Sports, it seemed like everybody but the Bat Boy homered yesterday for the Nationals as they crushed the Brewers. The O's were idle. The Mystics host Connecticut tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's the Big Screen Store's 2-for-1 sale. Get a Samsung 4K 70-inch plus a 50-inch Samsung for just $17.99. That's right, a 70 and a 50-inch for just $17.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Plus great deals from your home theater experts on the latest in power reclining seating with power headrests.
Nothing like watching a movie on a big screen.
You got to check out the Big Screen Store.
And for a limited time, a 70-inch 4K UHD TV and a 50-inch Samsung is just $17.99. The Big Screen Store. Visit us at thebigscreenstore.com. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
85% of people looking to purchase a home call a real estate agent prior to getting approved for a mortgage. That's like buying a car without a driver's license. It just doesn't make sense. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we're the preferred lender for first-time homebuyers and have a record of getting clients to settlement, as well as pairing buyers with qualified real estate agents. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com. The new VA IRRLS, or Interest Rate Reduction Refinance Loan, allows those veterans with a current VA loan to refinance to a much lower rate with no appraisal. That's right, no appraisal, so equity is not an issue. Hi, I'm Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and VA also allows up to 100% cash out. Our phone number is 202-625-1221, and our website is cornerstonefirst.com.
Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission, MC-2271.
It's the model year end at Nissan. And right now, we're giving you the bottom line on our best lineup ever. Get big model year-end savings on Rogue, America's best-selling SUV. Titan, with America's best limited truck warranty. And the last of our 2017 lineup. Hurry in to Nissan's bottom line model year-end event and save up to $10,760 on select models. Or get 0% financing for up to 72 months on 12 models. Plus, check out the brand-new Nissan Rogue Sport, the agile addition to the Nissan Rogue family. Bottom line, these offers end soon. Shop your local Nissan dealer and choose Nissan.com. Nissan, innovation that excites. For well-qualified buyers, up to $2,778 per month per thousand financed for 72 months. Up to $10,760 on 2017 Titan XD. $8,500 cash back, $500 NMAC cash, and $1,760 Platinum Reserve Bed Utility Package Savings. Offers vary by model. Finance through NMAC and take delivery from new dealer stock. Call 1-888-858-8319 for details on offers, sales data sources, and warranty information. Offers end 7/31/17.
The experts at Potomac Petals and Plants are ready to help you have the best landscaped yard. On sale now, all roses, shrubs, annuals, perennials, and fruit trees are 30% off. Potomac Petals and Plants on River Road in Potomac Village, Washington's premier flower, garden, and gift store.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, heading through Maryland into the district, right on the D.C. line here at Friendship Heights near the WMAL studios. You're being detoured right now because of the accident southbound Wisconsin Avenue at Western Avenue. So you're forced to take that right turn onto Western. You can't take the left there. Watch for police to direct you around. Then you'll drive around Jennifer Street, then to rejoin Wisconsin Avenue beyond the crash. Northbound side of Wisconsin at Western is open. Not seeing any northbound delay. Now, Maryland Beltway, we've been busy. Two separate accidents between College Park and Greenbelt, both out of the travel lanes, but still watch for delays just as you pass the ICC. So out of Calverton, essentially, onto that inner loop stretch of the Beltway. Northbound BW Parkway, heavy as you pass Powder Mill Road. Southbound crash reported near 197. Virginia, 66 now on the brakes near 50 Fair Lakes for Oaks toward 123. I don't have any delays heading out of Gainesville through Centerville this morning, so that looks good. And if you're exiting off of 66 onto Fairfax Boulevard, Route 50, have a crash reported just as you make that exit. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Big time rain coming, flash flooding possible. Flash flood watch 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon. Showers, thunderstorms coming in west to east. Most of our rain starts coming in this afternoon through this evening and tonight. And some storms may even be severe. We're at 83 today. Gusty winds accompanied by heavy rainfall. And then that heavy rain will continue tonight, on again, off again. 2-3 inches of rain, maybe more in some spots. Isolated showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high of only 72. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Vienna, 73 and only 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Potomac Petals and Plants. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning, 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to dock. Vince Colonnay sitting alongside Mary Walter here on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning.
We're happy to bring in Kevin Cork from the Fox News Channel. Joining us now, he's a White House correspondent for Fox. And Kevin, we're really, really happy to have you on a Friday morning here at Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, and congratulations to you, my friend. Talking to my partner here, Doug McElway, inside the White House booth. We want to say
on behalf of all of us over here at Fox News, congrats to you and Mary. Obviously, good morning.
That's good really, morning. Really nice of you. It's an honor to do it. And I'm glad that for my first official day that Kevin's with us, because there's a lot of drama going on at the White House, of course, as usual. But this time it revolves around the incoming communications director. We saw him stand in front of you and the rest of the press corps last Friday, say that he wanted to play nice with the press. Then all of a sudden we get this story out of the New Yorker last night where he's just absolutely throttling his own colleagues. What's going on in the White House this morning?
What, me worry? I mean, listen, if you're at home and you watch Game of Thrones, I mean, what's going on around here, let me tell you, this is like the Lannisters and the Tyrells and the Targaryens. I mean, it's really fascinating. This is the third administration I've actually covered, and I've never quite seen one like this. And what I mean is this sort of constant barrage of palace intrigue, controversy from here and there, and yet, if you talk to the staff, they seem unfazed. They're like, eh, so he used colorful language.
Yeah.
So, you know, he took liberties in a conversation. He'll learn from it. I think what's really important here, two things. First of all, I'm not surprised that this happens, meaning people, you know, criticize coworkers, people say things that are, for lack of a better description, blue. I think what really, however, he needs to understand is you can be talented, you can be affable, and you can be well-spoken, but you need to know the rules of engagement. And I think this is also a pattern from the White House. They're trying really hard, but they don't have enough insiders in some instances, so they don't know the rules of Washington, and this is how you get burned and end up in a situation like this.
Well, one of the things, by the way, I should mention, it's your levels are coming in low, so if there's any way to speak closer to the receiver, it'd be helpful. We're seeing out of Axios this morning, Mike Allen just reporting, you may not even have seen this yet, that the president actually liked the Mooch quotes. I don't meaning the quotes that he gave to the New Yorker attacking Reince Priebus and Steve Bannon. We're relying on Mike's anonymous sources for this. But to your point, it's pretty clear that Anthony Scaramucci, not accustomed to what you and I have to deal with often, which is starting a conversation and talking about what the terms are of that conversation, not realizing he should have probably said off the record when he was talking to Ryan
Leslie.
Well,
yeah, listen, if you and I are having dinner, raise a glass of wine or water, and we're just talking. And even if I were to call you, the presumption is, if I know you, that this is a conversation. And I think out of common courtesy, as a reporter, you might want to say something like, we're on the record, right? Or, is this off the record? Is this on background? It's a common courtesy. I'm not knocking Lizza for having come up with the scoop. I do think it's dubious to have a conversation with anyone and not at least clarify that. And again,
yes,
that's on Scaramucci as well.
Well, it sounds like Lizza probably burned a source very rapidly yesterday.
I should say.
The comments that came out of Scaramucci over the last couple of days, does this just lay bare what a lot of reporters and insiders knew what was going on in the White House with all of these little fights going on?
Yeah, spot on, Mary. This is a circumstance where we're aware of it because we're around it. But it's always just below the surface, right? There's the tug and the pull of any team is going to have that, whether you're a football team, a team at your office, a team in the federal government somewhere here in town. That happens. I think the big problem, though, is because Scaramucci is popular in the president's eyes, really likes the guy a lot. And I think, by the way, Mike Allen, whom I've known for more than a decade, is very accurate in the way that I would characterize how the president would very likely see this. Scaramucci's popular. He's pugnacious. The president likes him. And I don't think he actually minds that he takes some shots at people because, again, in the way that the president feels,
yes,
look, he was authentic, right? That sort of helped him get elected. And if Anthony Scaramucci is, for lack of a better description, authentic, he'll take it.
Today, Kevin, we have a better sense of how the president feels about Anthony Scaramucci than Reince Priebus. Yesterday, there were questions that were asked of Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Does the president have confidence in Reince Priebus? She couldn't answer the question. She didn't have an answer to that question. That's a pretty amazing position to be in for your chief of staff.
It was painful. Wince-inducing to watch her just sort of try to dodge that question a couple of times. Listen, you don't want to get out there and be ahead of the president. I think you want to be careful, but I think she could have thrown him a lifeline and said, listen, if he didn't have confidence in Reince Priebus, he wouldn't be on the job today. The second that he doesn't, he won't be here. Until then, you needn't ask me that question. Now, she didn't handle it that way, but I do think it does say volumes about how the president is feeling right now about his chief of staff.
Yeah, I would have to say also in your job as a White House correspondent, you've almost become an entertainment reporter at this time, because what is going on in that White House is like a Real Housewives episode.
Well, the ratings have never been better. Kevin Cork, thanks so much for stopping by Mornings on the Mall this morning.
Always a pleasure. You guys be well.
Thank you, sir. 8:43 now on WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. This summer, before you hit the road for that long family vacation, remember, driving the speed limit isn't just for safety. It also helps your fuel efficiency. According to the EPA, driving 55 miles per hour compared to 65 miles per hour can improve gas mileage by as much as 15%. Using the cruise control can help achieve this, and maintaining a constant speed typically delivers better fuel economy than varying your speed. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
It's time America honored its police again. I'm Wayne LaPierre with the NRA. Help us back our blue by donating your vehicles to NRA Cars for Freedom, and we'll come pick them up. Donations are tax deductible, and we'll support the NRA Foundation's law enforcement training to active and retired police officers. Help us back our blue. Visit NRACarsForFreedom.com or call 1-866-NRA-GIFT today.
Americans' top retirement concern is running out of money. Listen to the Savvy Investor Radio, Sunday mornings at 6 with Mike Kinnett of ProStatus Financial Advisors Group. As a financial planner with a master's in taxation and an estate planning attorney, Mike translates today's complex retirement issues into easy-to-understand steps.
Our goal every week is to discuss strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible.
The Savvy Investor Radio and SavvyInvestorTV.com, Sunday mornings at 6 here on WMAL.
8:45 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5's, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, gone is the tractor trailer hauling the gummy bears. Yep, that was the crash, 66 westbound, that hung us up here for so long, leaving the beltway out toward 123. It looks like lanes are open. And also, as I'm checking out the cameras, it looks like it's raining slightly there, and I'm seeing some road spray, so take it easy. Remember, when the wipers are on, so are your headlights. 66 eastbound through that stretch near 123, also slow. Now, southbound Wisconsin Avenue, as you head into Friendship Heights, right as you come up to the intersection at Western Avenue, traffic had been detoured onto Western Avenue due to the crash, but now one lane does get by. So even Mary and Vince might see some extra commuters coming around Jennifer Street near the WMAL studios, waving as they work around that detour. Northbound side of Wisconsin at Western is open, so no delay on the northbound side. We're still trying to recover here, Maryland Beltway, but doing a little bit better into Greenbelt. The crash interloop between Kenilworth Avenue and Baltimore Washington Parkway cleared, and the one at the backup gone. Also trying to recover on Route 32 each direction between 95 and Route 1 with the accident now on the shoulder. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the rain coming later this afternoon and as we head on through tonight. So as we go through the day, increasing chances of scattered showers, thunderstorms. This afternoon's commute most likely slow. Flash flood watch in effect. 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon with more rain heavy tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're kind of stuck at 78 degrees at 8:47 on WMAL. Welcome to the show, Vince Colonnaise, the new official co-host of Mornings on the Mall, right here on WMAL. And I would like to take this time to congratulate you. But also, I think we need to find out a little bit more about who is Vince Colonnaise. Where did it all start out? Where were you born? And we'll go from there.
Well, I was born in Charleston, South Carolina.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Marine brat. I've lived on the entire East Coast, almost name a state, and I've probably lived there on the East Coast, with the one exception being Hawaii.
That's not on the East Coast.
That's an exception.
Probably why you've never lived there.
I lived in Hawaii. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh,
I lived in Hawaii for 3 years. No, the exception to the non-East Coast rule.
Gotcha.
Yeah, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Virginia, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, you name it. I've lived at Rhode Island. I've lived in all of those states. And, you know, and it was pretty great. I had a really great experience doing that growing up. And then after college, where I went to DeSales University in Allentown, Pennsylvania, studied politics there and theology. I get out, go home, do some radio in North Carolina for a couple of years, and then I find myself in Washington, D.C., where I joined the Daily Caller as an overnight editor. That was 7 years ago. And then recently, at the turn of this, at the last election, I became editor-in-chief of the Daily Caller, and I've been there running the shop at the Daily Caller ever since. And now I get the distinct privilege of joining a legendary show here, Mornings on the Mall, and helping to do the thing that I've always benefited from on this show, which is try and inform, engage, and amuse the public. Like people who are commuting to work, who want a show that can entertain them and make them smarter and prepare them for the craziness of Washington, where there are a million voices competing for your attention, a million voices attempting to influence your agenda and your life and all of you powerful people, what you do with your day. You just need like a reality check in the morning. I did. I would drive in my car to work and think to myself, okay, what do I need to know for the day? And I could always rely on this station and on this show. And I'm really happy to be on this side of the microphone now.
Well, all joking aside, and we have been, you know, joking with you all morning, so, so happy that you took the job. Really glad to be working with you. Because I have to tell everyone, there is nothing better than walking into work at 4 o'clock in the morning and being greeted by someone who frequently has donuts, but also just makes me laugh. So it is so nice.
I really appreciate that. And to you, Mary, this has been an awesome experience. So far, the listeners realize that we've done this now for a bit. As I've just been in studio filling in, and now I have the chance to do this officially. I love doing this alongside you. It's a lot of fun. I think we're going to do a lot of great things here. Mike McKay has just been incredible here to work with, running all of our sound and the board and the commercials and the audio, and then Heather and Victoria have just been incredible producers throughout this whole process. And Heather is the reason this show sounds good. Whenever it does.
Yay,
the bad sides, that is always me. Okay? So just going forward, just so you know, I want your bullets. Send them my way.
Well, Vince has a lot of really good ideas in store for the show, including starting a petition to get Sheila Jackson Lee to change her name.
Yeah, it's so racist. Why would she have that name?
I love it.
In the age of changing Confederate names, Sheila Jackson Lee is first up on the list.
We have to start a petition on change.org. So welcome to the show, Vince. It's a pleasure and an honor having you here.
Thank you very much.
It is 8:50 on WMAL.
Gentlemen, welcome to Fight Club.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
The company that makes the EpiPen has been courting a lot of bad press lately, so I was surprised to see this next headline. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. 29 months after they, quote, expired, EpiPens still contain more than 90% of their level of epinephrine. That's according to a new study out of UC San Diego. Now, the study's author said our paper is in no way suggesting people take expired medications, but the study did conclude that if you have nothing else and you're having a life-threatening reaction, use the expired epinephrine, they say. Not everyone agrees with this, to be clear. For its part, manufacturer Mylan says the expiration date is the last day the medication is safe and effective. The FDA says expiration dates are a critical part of deciding if the product is safe to use and will work as intended. The agency also stresses that using expired medical products can be risky and possibly harmful to your health. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Attention small business owners, you know how hard it is to get funding to grow your business. Next Wave Funding is a direct funder that can help you get the cash you need when you need it, even if your credit is not that great. If you've been in business for over 1 year, have at least $12,000 in sales every month, Next Wave will purchase your future earnings and give you the money you need. It's as simple as that. This is by far the easiest and best funding for existing businesses. Call 800-430-4566. That's 800-430-4566.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Find out how UMUC can work for you. Get started on fulfilling your dreams with one of our 90-plus programs and specializations. No application fee if you apply before August 7th. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
This is Sonny Jurgensen. Got a confession to make. I let my wife drag me to one of those Mike Collins estate planning seminars. Like I don't have enough on my plate with a certain football team. Actually, it wasn't too bad. In fact, we both learned a whole lot about how to protect our kids and grandkids down the road and to take care of ourselves right now. So if you get one of Mike's invitations in the mail, go. I'm glad I did. Get all the information and register online at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
PenFed's got great rates for Bowling Green and great rates for Abilene. PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
All across America, PenFed Credit Union has auto loan rates as low as 1.49% APR on new vehicles. Apply today at PenFed.org. To receive any advertised product, you must become a member of PenFed. It's easy to apply and no military service is required. Federally insured by NCUA.
PenFed's got great rates for everyone.
It is 8:55, time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, have a fantastic week and a great weekend.
Thank you so much. Stay dry, too. Try to. In and out of Georgetown right now, the struggles on the Key Bridge. Crash blocks the left lane in each direction. It looks minor, so hopefully it won't be there for too long. But as a result, coming in on the Key Bridge, that takes the heat here coming off the GW Parkway to get into Georgetown over to M Street. Canal Road slows as we merge past the gas station onto M Street as well. On the 395 stretch, it's been a good morning. Just a little bit of light volume left in Landmark, and then from the Pentagon across the 14th Street Bridge. Still watch. We have the accident cleanup in the Friendship Heights area. Area, but you can get by now. Southbound Wisconsin Avenue at Western Avenue. Stay to the left lane to get you on through. Coming out of Kensington, Connecticut Avenue, and inside the Beltway toward Chevy Chase slows with the crash just as you head down toward Jones Bridge. That's what was reported. And if you didn't hear, better news in Fairfax. The crash cleared. Braddock Road at 123 over near George Mason University intersection cleared, as are the delays. Update is sponsored by UPSJobs.com. UPS Freight is seeking full-time city drivers and part-time dock workers in Landover. City drivers must have a CDLA. Apply at UPSJobs.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of the rain coming later this afternoon and as we head on through tonight. So as we go through the day, increasing chances of scattered showers, thunderstorms. This afternoon's commute most likely slow. Flash flood watch in effect. 2 o'clock this afternoon until tomorrow afternoon with more rain heavy tonight. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 79 degrees at 8:56 on WMAL.
Did you know slow internet can actually hold your business back? Say goodbye to slow downloads, slow backups, slow everything. Comcast Business offers blazing fast and reliable internet that's over 6 times faster than slow internet from the phone company. Say hello to fast internet speeds up to 250 megabits per second. Plus, did you know that in addition to fast internet, you can also add TV and phone for your business for just an additional $34.90 a month? Comcast Business TV helps keep your employees informed. And you get full-featured phone service with unlimited local and long-distance calls. And did you know all this is only a phone call away? Call 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10-15-17. Restrictions apply. Limited to one voice line and private view TV for new customers. 2-year contract required. Requires Comcast Business Internet and an additional monthly charge. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Compares Comcast 250 megabits per second and 40 megabits per second DSL downloads.
When it's time to
to buy new appliances, most people are laser-focused on comparing brands, specs, and prices. But sadly, some of them get suckered into going to a big-box or department store, where they're anything but focused. Sure, they sell some appliances, but they also sell house paint and lawnmowers and underwear. At Bray & Scarf, we only sell appliances, including those super premium brands you can't find at the big-box stores, and our prices are amazing. Focus, people. Come to Bray & Scarf, where it doesn't cost more to get more.
Virginia's Energy Star tax-free holiday is coming up August 4th through 6th, and Bray & Scarf is ready to offer you savings on top of savings, like a GE washer for just $499. That's $150 off with no sales tax. Or a GE French door refrigerator for just $1,999. Save $800 and pay no sales tax. Shop any of Bray & Scarf's Virginia locations during the tax-free weekend.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. That's 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Hey, coming up on WMAL, we got Joe DeGeneva Monday. Mercedes Schlapp will be joining us on Monday as well. And Vince, you would like to take this moment to kiss butt? Go ahead.
Of course. I should mention Bill Hess as well. Mentioned all these other people. Bill Hess is the one who hired me. Thanks, Bill. For taking a chance on a print journalist to do a radio show. I really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, you know, money changed hands. So did livestock, you know, cattle, and a few shotguns were involved. All right, Chris Plancho is